You will stay still or be dispersed.
Oi, Crystal Head, look, a great big spaceship, a Goodyear blimp, we're saved.
Do not move.
I don't think it can see you.
Come on, Crystal Head, look at me.
Disperse.
Oh, you were right, Chew. Quick, we need to confuse it. Come on, Crystal Head.
Direction point required. We will both be dispersed if you do not stop moving immediately.
Crystalline entertainment being destroyed.
Disperse.
Come on, Rob, run for it.
I'm right behind you. In that cave! We should be safe there for a while!
Disperse!
Aha! This could be useful.
What is it, Doctor?
A transmat. If I just adjust the controls, we should be able to get back down to the planet.
That doesn't fill me with confidence.
Oh well, don't worry about it too much, Nick. We'll be better off trying this than waiting for the Daleks to get us.
That's reassuring. Come on, Doctor, we haven't got much time.
2 seconds, Nick. Nearly done. There, ready to go?
What do you think?
Right then, here we go. See ya.
No sign of a let-up yet. We could be here a while.
Well, we're safe enough for now, Rob. That's something. I suppose you do this sort of thing all the time.
What? Sit in a cave?
No, you know. This. Fighting crystal monsters and Daleks.
Yeah, I suppose. The Doctor has a habit of landing us in trouble. He attracts it, but we always seem to win. Even when everything is against us.
So that's why you travel with him?
Yeah, it's just you sort of get drawn into it all, really. You see so many wonderful things with him that it makes you want to stand up and fight for the right things.
So you don't feel frightened then? Right now, I mean.
Me? Nah.
Come on, Rob. You don't have to pretend with me.
Oh, good. Because I'm bloody terrified.
Thank God. I thought it was just me.
Oh, the Doctor told us all these stories about the Daleks. All the times he fought them, and I sort of knew we'd meet them one day. But nothing prepared me for it. We can't stop them, but he can.
You really like him, don't you?
Yeah, there's no one else quite like him. I really like Chew, too.
Oh, Rob.
Look, if we somehow get rescued and manage to get away from here, can we, you know, go out or something?
Yeah, Rob, I'd like that. I'd really like that.
Blimey.
Come here, I could do with a cuddle.
You see, Nick, what did I tell you? I knew it would work.
Yeah. Down, Doctor!
Daleks will be dispersed! Dispersed!
Looks like we've arrived in the middle of a battle, judging by the state of the place.
Those crystal things don't look much like Daleks to me.
No, they don't, do they? Oh my... They're not crystalline Dalek warriors. They're Crotons.
You've been looking in the iSpy book of alien crystalline creatures behind my back, haven't you?
No, I've met them before. Well, two of them anyway. I'd heard they're from these parts, but I hadn't imagined it'd be them. So that's who's built the weapon. The Daleks are just salvaging it.
I don't suppose that makes it any less dangerous.
Probably not. In fact, it probably makes everything more dangerous. The Daleks probably don't have much idea how to use the technology, and just want it for the big bang at the end.
I wish I hadn't asked. So what are we going to do?
Right. You go and find Rob and the others. They've got to be here somewhere. I'm going to sabotage the weapon.
But you can't go alone. It's terribly dangerous.
I know, but I'll be faster and safer alone, Nick. Go and find Rob and make sure he's safe.
Okay, Doctor. Take care.